RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We sure hear a lot about superfoods. We talk about superfoods all the time on our shows, on all our shows. And you say, well, superfoods are great and all, and I'm hearing more and more about kale, but I tried a kale smoothie and couldn't stomach that. Or chia seeds made me go to the bathroom like 15 times. And so maybe some superfoods are not for you. And if you can't stomach some of them, I'm going to give you some tips on things you can change up instead. So we hear about cauliflower as the new broccoli, but some people just don't like cauliflower. It's pretty cruciferous. It makes gas. And some people find it boring. I love it. Oh, my God. You can make the best cauliflower soup with a little truffle oil. So, so good. I'll give you the recipe sometime. But maybe try something like cabbage. You can mix cabbage with vinegar, a little grated ginger, minced garlic, Dijon mustard. You can mix cabbage into fruit. Purple cabbage is a wonderful way to get a superfood and mix that into your salad and make it look just absolutely beautiful. And restaurants, I think, are jumping on this as well. If you're not somebody who likes chia seeds, try sesame seeds. You know, we've all liked those hot dog buns with sesame seeds, but you can add sesame seeds, which are really rich in magnesium. You get a lot of your daily intake from them, and you can blend them up and put them in sauces. You can put them on fish. You can put them on chicken when you saute it or barbecue it. So sesame seeds are a great way. You know, people don't always know what to do with like quinoa. They're not sure how to make it. So how about chickpeas? Chickpeas are so good. And a half a cup of quinoa supplies about 20 grams of carbs and some fiber and protein, while the same amount of chickpeas has about 17 grams of carbs, 5 grams of fiber, and 5 grams of protein. So chickpeas are really, really good for you. And they're so easy to add to your diet. You can sprinkle them on salads. You can blend them in the blender and make a great hummus. People are really going crazy for hummus these days. You can put them in soups. My kids like them when I just roast them on a cookie sheet for 10 minutes, put a little salt on them, and I put them in a bowl and they eat them just like potato chips. They're just so good. So those are some ways to incorporate some of them. I mean, and you know, we hear about goji berries. They're very, very expensive. So some people don't want to buy goji berries, but cranberries pack a wallop of nutrients, and who doesn't love cranberries? You don't have to eat them just at Thanksgiving. So some more tips coming up. Keep listening to my show. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.